It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. In 1996, fast food restaurant chain Taco Bell took out a full-page ad in a number of newspapers announcing it had purchased the Liberty Bell. It was an April Fool's joke exemplifying the fun and value of getting into the spirit of the day. This week, contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, looks at the business of April Fool's Day. Happy April Fool's
Happy
Day,
Happy April
Rebecca.
Fool's Day, Paul.
But is this story an April Fool's Day joke?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe. Right. Okay. Today you should really be careful about any news that you listen to. You have to be very cautious because you just never know.
Bill Peduto tweeted that he was going to take a swim in the Mon today.
So there you go. I don't know. And, you know, Google basically allows you now today to put up selfies so they come up in your Gmail accounts, and there's Pokemon all over the headquarters of Google. So I don't know, Paul. I think things are going crazy.
So give us some of the best examples of company plan jokes that went viral and were effective.
Right. And the reason we were really looking at this in the age of viral videos and guerrilla marketing, companies have decided to spend a lot of money on April Fool's Day pranks because the PR behind it can be more valuable than any type of planned advertising campaign. So we talked a little bit about what Google has been doing. They also did one where they had Google Voice for pets, which allowed people to translate their pets' thoughts into text or voice. Is that great? That is so great. And they allowed Gmail Tap, which allowed users to type emails using Morse code. I think that's brilliant. Now, Burger King, I love this one. In 1998, they did a full-page ad in the USA Today that gave the company's left-handed customers a way to enjoy the signature Whopper. Yes, they did, Paul. The solution was to this non-existent problem, rotate all the condiments 180 degrees. The prank worked as the company reported a number of customers showing up that day looking for the special burgers. You got to love it, Paul. I mean, really, think about that. Taco Bell, we talked about. Virgin Group. Branson, he announced the launch of Virgin Volcanic and the purchase of Pluto in 2012 and 2011, respectively. And he allowed a small group of people, he announced, who were going to travel to the core of an active volcano.
Now, what about here in Pittsburgh? What have Pittsburgh companies
done? I know.
Done?
Well, this is really where I understand the start of these pranks really was. Kaufman. I mean, and everybody, right, knows Kaufman, right? I mean, it's our namesake. 1948, the department store ran an ad in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette featuring a variety of out-of-this-world items for sale, including zip-on wallpaper that could be easily zipped on or off, a mirror dress with mirrors for a slimming effect, a garden hat with real flowers growing out of it, and a suntan umbrella with built-in ultraviolet lights and ceramic pasta, and it was supposed to help you, and it grew overnight. I mean, so the idea was this seemed to be the first time that the ad actually created a spoof, and that really took off.
Generated business.
Big business. The Pirates last year, they had a rosin bag explode with pitcher A.J. Burnett, and they never knew whether that was an April Fool's Day joke or not, and to this day, they're sort of like...
That was the perfect guy to do that.
Perfect guy to do it, too. This year, we hear American Eagles has launched the brand's first ever clothing line for man's best friend. Is that real or is it not real? I guess we'll have to find out.
So how do you follow the money on this holiday?
Right. Well, that's really – and then we always talk about following the money. But the key is the ones that are done well and really can create a lot of their own virtual buzz are the ones that really are resulting in sales. And of course, the key is sales. Now, you want to make sure that you don't do a blooper, which one company did that was a software company that sent out a notice to all their customers saying, you better read the manual. If you don't, RTFM, which we're going to let our audience listeners figure out what that means.
Okay.
They had to do a lot of makeup work. So you have to be really careful what you do.
So if all else fails,
yes.
Where can you buy the old plastic unmentionables to
yes.
put in strategic locations for people to step on, you know, the old plastic
the best.
Vomit?
Yeah. Kind of stuff. The whoopee cushions. I think my kids had 500 whoopee cushions.
Have they done that to you?
Oh, yeah. Don't you love that? I mean, I love that.
Yeah, it's done to somebody else, sure. Who doesn't like that?
Spencer's Gifts is one of the great places to buy those. And you can really get lots of, you know, never-ending humorous products. All the fake stuff, the fake lottery tickets, walking cockroaches. I love that. Cards Unlimited, us on Walnut Street in Shadyside, and I'm sure our listeners can contribute. We have lots of links on your website, but happy April Fool's Day, Paul.
Well, I tell you, you are amazing. No matter what the holiday, you know where to find the stuff to
celebrate.
Well,
it's a pleasure.
Rebecca Harris is director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, and she's our weekly contributor as always. Rebecca, thank you.
Happy April Fool's Day, Paul.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We'll see you tomorrow.